So I'm here in a hallway outside of Four Seas Panels with my friend Jim Brown, who's an alum of the Digital Writing Research Lab. And I want to talk to Jim today about some of the work that he's been doing. So I have some questions for you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
In your teaching, you're currently having your students complete. Here's my real first question. Okay. How do you pronounce progymnasmata?
I say progymnasmata, but I don't know if that's actual. I think that's the way I've heard it. Yes, okay. Progymnasmata.
Progymnasmata. You just want the version with your name in it.
Yes, pro-gym. That's right.
Okay.
Progym. Progym exercises.
Okay. So you're currently having your students complete these exercises and then remix and rework those exercises in digital form.
Mm-hmm.
So for listeners who might be unfamiliar, could you give us a quick description and explanation of the progymnasmata in their classical form?
Sure, yeah. We're using Debbie Haughey's and Sharon Crowley's book, Ancient Rhetorics for Contemporary Students. And that book has, at the end of each chapter, these exercises that are sort of have been used classically for rhetorical training. So writing fables, writing tales, writing commonplaces, encomia, invective, all these exercises just to kind of, for invention, just to generate arguments, to do imitation exercises. We do some of that as well. So the kind of tradition there, the rhetorical tradition uses these as kind of practice for the game, right? So if I'm trying to learn how to invent arguments or learn how to inhabit language differently or learn how to kind of take on different voices in my writing or my speech, these exercises are designed to do that. So at the beginning of the semester, we started doing these exercises with that in mind. And I'm dealing with students who are maybe about half English majors, half from other places around campus, who have probably never taken a course in rhetoric aside from possibly first year writing. They've really not encountered rhetorical theory before. The course is called Digital Rhetorics. Both of those terms are foreign to them, digital and rhetorics. And so we start here to get them thinking about rhetoric and thinking about rhetorical practice. And then the remixing is an attempt to say, okay, these exercises were designed for basically for speech and writing. What did they look like in other media? Sound, video, what would it look like? What would have to change about the exercise? What new things do we learn about language, argument, or maybe even not language, just about rhetoric in general? What do we learn when we kind of remediate them? And that's all with an eye toward a bigger project, which is a remix project of a book that we're reading called Radioactive by Lauren Redness, which is part of the Wisconsin Go Big Read program. So each year they pick a book. People in Madison and people at the university read this book. They have lots of events surrounding it. The author comes in. And the book is available for free to students who are using it in class. So we're reading this book. It's a graphic novel about Marie Curie and about the discovery of radioactivity. It's not really a graphic novel in the sense that we normally think of it. It's more like almost like an art book. So there's text there, there's story there, there's history, primary documents, and then there's her sort of artwork alongside it. So reading that, and then the idea is to digitally remix Radioactive in some way. So the progymnasmata exercises were just to say, like to tinker with remix at the kind of rhetorical level, at the level of, you know, the things we've always done in the field, and then to tinker with the technology. So some of the progymnasmata exercises look really strange and don't make explicit arguments. They're just kind of figuring out what they can do with a medium, which I was fine with because I wanted them to just play.
Mm-hmm.
With the idea that eventually they're going to have to make arguments when they do this remix. So that's kind of where we're using these exercises, how we're using the exercises, and then how we're kind of, how we're using them to build towards this larger digital rhetoric project.
What are some cool examples of the work the students have done?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that because they're just now turning in early versions of the, like version 1.0 of the remix was due this last week. And one of my favorites is this, stop motion animation project. The way that emerged is really interesting given the pedagogy of the class, because we talked about imitation exercises, and in the past when I've taught graphic novels, we've traced pages in graphic novels as a kind of imitation exercise. With pencil.
Uh-huh.
I took that idea from Mark Sample. But the idea, I mean, Mark does it as a kind of literary analysis exercise, and I made it a kind of both rhetorical analysis and rhetorical invention exercise. What do we learn about the page when we trace it? That's a question Mark wants students to ask. And then I'm thinking, like, what do we learn about the page? And then when we want to design our own thing, what do we want to take from this layout and use in our own project? So this student started by tracing pages out of Radioactive just in class because we were doing this to kind of see what would emerge. And then for her that triggered something, and she said, oh, I could trace and then I could do stop motion. So she's tracing, and then, you know, she's got like pages and pages of tracings. She said she's like sitting in front of a television at home, mm-hmm. just tracing things and moving like arms ever so slightly. Mm-hmm. And so the first version of this was just one of these progymnasmata exercises, and it was her digital encomium. So she had written an encomium, and then she wanted to do a digital encomium.
An encomium is praise?
A praise of someone. So she did a praise of Marie Curie. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories in the book about Marie Curie is this story about how she was going to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And she was caught up in this scandal because of an affair she had, and some people told her not to go accept the prize because it was too scandalous. And so the stop motion is her getting a letter from someone and reading this sort of encouragement not to come, like, mm-hmm. don't make it worse, and her crinkling up the paper and like throwing it away, and then it goes out to this quote. And it's actually what kind of struck me about it is, well, the complexity of the motion of crinkling the paper and throwing it away. Her face transforms as she's crinkling the paper. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really pretty complicated animation. Student's never done anything like this before, far as I know. And it was just a practice exercise. And I remember seeing it, and when I commented on it, I said, you know, this has to be what you do for the bigger mm-hmm. project. But I love that. So when they do these remixes, they'll also eventually do a reflection piece on process and how they kind of ended up doing what they did. And so I'm looking forward to seeing her kind of trace this from the progymnasmata through kind of, I mean, I hope that like that she takes the opportunity to kind of trace the process in that way, because it kind of emerged out of this activity that was supposed to just be, we don't know what will come out of it. Mm-hmm. We'll trace and see what happens.